in September of 1981 as a staff nurse, and worked on one of the villas there for 6 months. And then I was promoted to the charge nurse position on another villa, which was just carry on like this.
Sorry. Yes, yeah.
And which was very interesting because it was in the way in which the area was organised, it was probably seen as a very difficult villa, and no one was expected to stay there for very long in charge. It was where you were young green. People were put because of its difficulties, and you weren't supposed to like it, but you sort of did your 6 months there, and then you moved to somewhere that was a bit nicer. You know, it was that sort of like everywhere. It was understaffed, but it was a very male-dominated staff group, and I could see straight away that that wasn't particularly good. There was a sort of a bit of a lad's attitude amongst the staff. And there was only one female there. And I felt that we certainly needed more, definitely.
Was it a deliberate choice to have only majority male?
I think not necessarily. I mean, I wasn't privy to any... In those days, I wasn't privy to any... reasons why people should be moved or put in different places, but I knew sometimes it was used as a punishment ward, in that the hospital managers at the time, if someone was, you know, this was long before staff had appraisals and things like that, if you were seen as a bad member of staff, you would get moved to this particular area. In the few years I was there, and I was there from 1981 till the end of 1986, the villa was transformed, I think, to from the back ward to the best one, and people wanted to come and work there because they saw that the attitudes amongst the staff were positive, they were different. I mean, Lynn was one of who came as a youngster, 18. And I think, you know, we got the staff to work as a team. There was a better approach, obviously. But I think, I think we allowed sort of, how did the residents react? I think we allowed sort of personal relationships improved, really. You know, I think the staff actually noticed the likes and dislikes of particular individuals, which was amazing. You know, it was something that I think a lot of people hadn't considered before. And, for example, I had, thinking about activities, one member of staff, who liked walking. And I said, well, you know, we've got some young, active men here. I think it really, in my view, and it, you know, memory fades a bit, but it was that the Welsh Office taking away the prospect of, simple as that, the prospect of resettlement. We realised that we had quite a few years left in the hospital, and we wanted to do something positive, you know, rather than just tread water. And that was the worst possible thing. You know, that's what I said about this, you know, you can't tread water in these. These are people there, you know. And so we again, Dave and one or two others were absolutely fantastic prime movers in this. There were some really, really good staff there who were, you know, we looked at everything in depth. You know, why do we do this? Why do we... You know, what is wrong with our practice? You know, and these were people, by and large, who had very good practice for the times. Do you know what I mean? You know, but they were looking at all these sort of things. And so the staff meetings that we had, in those days where, anyone could come along were unbelievable in terms of the ideas and the thoughts that were coming out. It was a very positive movement, very positive. And Dave and Pete and Isabel and one or two others were prime movers in encouraging that. And out of that, not only came a sort of an improvement in ways in which we could encourage choices and opportunities, but for the residents, but also I think for the staff as well, you know, with better training and better understanding really of what we were about and what, you know, and sharing of experiences and everything that perhaps the institution didn't have before was seen as something that we could now do unfettered in a way. I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say, again, it's me taking the moral low ground, unfettered by this resettlement nonsense joke. You know, do you know what I mean? You know, it was, but meanwhile, obviously we're still, I was still planning for that, you know, and I think there was a sort of, the gulf between the sort of the members of staff and the parents was actually quite wide, and I think it was quite important to sort of try to bridge that. And perhaps one of the ways in which we could do that was that we made quite a change as well in the villa, in the way that the residents appeared, by having proper clothes. I mean, you've probably heard about the hospital issue clothes, yeah, which standard issue, which were pretty crap.
So,
well, they were
patients
crap.
Wearing those hospital issue clothes when you started.
Yeah. And there wasn't, and the perennial problem, of course, was underwear. You know, underwear, all the time. You know, there was never enough. And
underwear shared between the patients. And
When I first went to this place, and I'm memory faulty, but I think people had individual underwear, but there was never enough, you know. And, this is just leading me on to all sorts of stuff now. And so one of the things I tried to do, and I'll come back to the parents in a minute, was to encourage the staff who were responsible for their small group to actually buy proper clothes, you know, take the client, person, resident out shopping and buy some age appropriate clothes and get some bloody underwear as well, you know, while you're at it, lots of it. And I remember Cess, this chap, took two people, starting to, you know, slow walks out on the hills, and they loved it. And it eventually became something that was part of their week, and, you know, would make sure that Cess had perhaps a day where he would take one particular gentleman who was quite challenging at times, and he would spend 6-7 hours walking on the hills, and he would come back in the evening and he would be tired, but happily tired. You could see it, you know, you could see that he would, whereas before in the evenings he would perhaps be very energetic and spent a lot of his time pinching and biting and anything that he could, that was going past him, he would perhaps just sat down in the chair, and I would just think, well, yeah, it's nice, you know, in the same way as I would be, reflecting on perhaps that I had an interesting day and I'm feeling a bit knackered now. And, so it was things like that, I think, that generally started to make people realise that there was perhaps a bit more to the work, the job. And I remember Cess, this chap, took, the bathrooms had two baths in them. And so it was natural that two people would be bathed at the same time. You know, why on earth? I mean, speed was the essence of this sort of thing. You had to get things done. You know, the quicker you got things done. I challenged one person once, and she said, because baths were done in the evening. And she would say, this was the sole female member, she said, oh, we finished by 7:15. And so I said, what do you mean you finished? You finished at 9:30, knowing what she meant. She said, well, we finished, we'd done everything. I said, so what did you do for the next 2.25 hours then? Well, she couldn't say what, you know. And it was that sort of attitude that I was really trying to change. Because you didn't finish, you know, your responsibilities were there for the people there right until you went home. So again, I said, right, okay, bathroom, privacy, you know, one person has a bath at a time. Didn't go down too well, but that would mean we'll get everything done a bit slower. I said, well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't mean to say you have to stay later after your shift. I'm praising this, obviously, you know, after your shift finishes, but yeah, it will be, but that's the way it's going, you know, it needs to be done. And I have to say, I try to encourage people to do that, and I used to do it myself, obviously, so it was I believe very much in leading by example and those sort of things, you know. Quite a number of the young men who lived there had parental visits, which is quite surprising, really. They'd been in hospital for most of their lives, yet there was a still, you know, it was great, actually. It was wonderful.
Was there a set day for visits?
No. It tended to be weekends, but there was the hospital was... This wasn't me. This was the hospital sort of encouraged visitors, to be honest. I don't think there was any restrictions on when people could come. It was generally down to the way that the villa used to manage those sort of things and what was convenient for the parents or the visitors. In fact, I remember we had one young man who used to go home every other week, actually, which was, you know, must have been such a trial for his parents, because, my goodness, he was not easy. Quite a number of the young men who lived there had parental visits, which is quite surprising, really. They'd been in hospital for most of their lives, yet there was a still... you know, it was great, actually. It was wonderful.
Was there a set day for visits?
No. It tended to be weekends, but there was the hospital was... This wasn't me. This was the hospital sort of encouraged visitors, to be honest. I don't think there was any restrictions on when people could come. It was generally down to the way that the villa used to manage those sort of things and what was convenient for the parents or the visitors.